Lattice stepwise formation of proteins on ribosomes. The previous sections have introduced the major participants in protein synthesis: mRNA, amino acylated tRNAs, and ribosomes containing large and smaller RNAs. Here, we take a detailed look at how these components are brought together to carry out the biochemical events leading to formation of proteins on ribosomes. The complex process of translating mRNA into protein can be divided into three stages: initiation, elongation, and termination, which we consider in order. AUG start codon is recognized by methionyl tRNA-MET. As noted earlier, AUG codon for methionine functions as the start codon in the vast majority of mRNAs. A critical aspect of initiation is to begin protein synthesis at the start codon, thereby setting the stage for the correct in-frame translation of the entire mRNA. Both prokaryotes and eukaryotes contain two different methionine tRNAs. tRNA-MET can initiate protein synthesis, and tRNA-MET can incorporate methionine only into a growing protein chain, figure 435. The same amino acyl tRNA synthetase measures charges both tRNAs with methionine, but only metRNA-MET, i.e., activated methionine attached to tRNA-MET, can bind at the appropriate site on the small ribosomal subunit, the P site. See discussion below to begin synthesis of a protein chain. The regular tRNA-MET binds only to another ribosomal site, the A site, as described later. In bacteria, but not in archaeans or eukaryotes, the amino group of the methionine of metRNA-MET is modified by addition of a formyl group and is sometimes designated FMETTRNA-MET. However, metTRNA-MET is commonly used to designate the initiator tRNA in all cells. During the initial stage of protein synthesis in all cells, a ribosome assembles, complexed with a mRNA, and an activated initiator tRNA, which is correctly positioned at the start codon. Because the details of initiation and the mechanism for locating the translation start site differ in bacteria and eukaryotes, we discuss the two systems separately. Bacterial initiation of protein synthesis begins near a Schindler-Carnot sequence in mRNA. To begin the assembly of a bacterial translation complex, sequential interactions occur between specific proteins referred to as initiation factors, IFs, and the small 30 ribosomal subunit. The resulting pre-initiation complex, together with FMETTRNA-MET, then binds to the mRNA at a specific site, usually located quite near the AUG initiation codon. This binding, assisted by IF1 and IF3, yields the 30s initiation complex, figure 436. In most bacteria, the small ribosomal subunit identifies start codons through interaction of the small 16s RNA with an 8 nucleotide sequence in mRNA called the Schindler-Carnot sequence, after its discoverers. This sequence, located near the AUG start codon, base pairs to a sequence at or very near the 3 end of 16s RNA, thereby binding the mRNA and small ribosomal subunit to each other. Although the Schindler-Carnot sequence varies some at different initiation sites, on average 6 out of 8 nucleotides are complementary to the 3N sequence of 16s RNA. Thus, bacterial RNA plays a direct role in recruiting the small ribosomal subunit to a translation start site on the mRNA. The long mRNAs produced from bacterial operons contain multiple internal Schindler-Carnot sequences located near the start sites for each of the encoded proteins, see figure 417a. Because a small ribosomal subunit can bind to each Schindler-Carnot sequence, synthesis of the different proteins can occur independently and simultaneously from the multiple start sites on these long mRNAs. Assembly of a complete 70s initiation complex is achieved by the recruitment of the large ribosomal subunit, an energy-requiring step that is powered by hydrolysis of GTP bound to IF2. In the process, IF1, IF2 GDP, and bi are discharged. In the completed initiation complex, the charged initiator tRNA is positioned at the P site on the ribosome. As discussed later, during elongation the growing peptide chain remains attached to the tRNA located at this site. Eukaryotic initiation of protein synthesis occurs at the 5' and internal sites in mRNA. Initiation of protein synthesis in eukaryotic cells, as in bacteria, begins with formation of a pre-initiation complex prior to mRNA binding. However, the process differs significantly from initiation in bacteria. Two eukaryotic factors, EIF3, a large multimeric protein with about 8 subunits, and EIF6, serve to keep the ribosomal subunits apart after they have previously finished synthesizing a protein chain so that they can participate again in starting a new chain. To assemble a eukaryotic pre-initiation complex, an active ternary complex of EIF2 bound to a GTP molecule and metTRNAMET associates with a small 4T ribosomal subunit complex with two other factors, EIF3 and EIF1A, which stabilize binding of the ternary complex, figure 437. Cells can regulate protein synthesis by phosphorylating a serine residue on the EIF2 bound to GDP. This complex is then unable to bind metTRNAMET, thus inhibiting protein synthesis. Recognition of the translation start site by the small ribosomal subunit in the eukaryotic pre-initiation complex requires different types of factors than in prokaryotic cells. Most eukaryotic mRNAs have a single start site near the 5-capped end of the mRNA, see figure 419. Interaction of the small ribosomal subunit with a methylated 5-cap structure present on all eukaryotic mRNAs requires a set of proteins collectively called EIF4. After the methylated cap structure is recognized by EIF4F, any secondary structure at the 5 end is removed by an associated helicase activity. The bound pre-initiation complex, which contains the EIF3 group of proteins, then probably slides along the mRNA, most often stopping at the first AUG. However, selection of the initiating AUG is facilitated by specific surrounding sequences called COSAC sequences for Marilyn Kozak, who defined them. The A preceding AUG seems to be the most important nucleotide affecting initiation efficiency. During the selection of the starting AUG, there is a proven interaction between the EIF3 complex, the 4T ribosomal subunit, and the EIF4G component of the EIF4 complex. Scanning of the mRNA by the pre-initiation complex eventually yields a 4T initiation complex, in which metTRNAMET is correctly positioned at the translation start site. Once the small ribosomal subunit with its bound metTRNAMET is correctly positioned at the start codon, union with a large 6T ribosomal subunit completes formation of the 8T initiation complex, see figure 437. Initiation of translation of most mRNAs by the eukaryotic protein synthesizing machinery begins near the 5-capped end as just described. However, some viral mRNAs, which are translated by the host cell machinery in infected eukaryotic cells, lack a 5-cap. Translation of these mRNAs is initiated at internal ribosome entry sites, IRSs. It is now known that some cellular mRNAs also can be translated beginning at IRSs, figure 438. Many of the same protein factors that assist in ribosome scanning from a 5-cap are required for locating an internal AUG start codon, but exactly how an IRS is recognized is less clear. During chain elongation, each incoming amino acyl tRNA moves through three ribosomal sites. The correctly positioned bacterial 70s or eukaryotic 80s ribosome metTRNAMET complex is now ready to begin the task of stepwise addition of amino acids by the in-frame translation of the mRNA. As is the case with initiation, a set of special proteins, termed elongation factors EFs, are required to carry out the process. The key steps in elongation are entry of each succeeding amino acyl tRNA, formation of a peptide bond, and the movement, or translocation, of the ribosome with respect to the mRNA. For example, the second amino acyl tRNA is brought into the ribosome as a ternary complex in association with an EF1 GTP in eukaryotes, EF2 GTP in bacteria, and becomes bound to the A site on the ribosome, figure 439. Recall that the initiating metRNAIMET is bound at the piece site and base paired with AUG start codon. If the anticodon of the incoming second amino acyl tRNA correctly matches the second codon of the mRNA, a tight binding ensues at the A site. If the second codon does not match the incoming amino acyl tRNA, it diffuses away. The choice of the correct amino acyl tRNA and its tight binding at the A site requires energy that is supplied by hydrolysis of the EF1 GTP or EF2 GTP complex. With the initiating metRNAIMET at the P site and the second amino acyl tRNA tightly bound at the A site, the amino group of the second amino acid reacts with the activated amino acylated methionine on the initiator tRNA, forming a peptide bond. A revolutionary piece of biochemistry has provided insight about this critical peptidyl transferase reaction, which actually affects the transfer of the growing peptide chain on the peptidyl tRNA at the P site to the activated amino acid on the incoming amino acyl tRNA. In bacterial protein synthesis, the 23-zer RNA in the large ribosomal subunit itself may carry out the peptidyl transferase function. Supporting this catalytic role for 23-zer RNA is the finding that when the vast majority of the protein is carefully removed from the large ribosomal subunit and the remaining RNA, or even a pure segment of 23-zer RNA, is mixed with analogs of aminoacylated tRNA and peptidyl tRNA, the peptidyl transferase reaction still occurs. During the process of peptide synthesis and tRNA site changes, the ribosome is moved along the mRNA a distance equal to one codon with the addition of each amino acid. This translocation step is catalyzed by eukaryotic EF2 GTP bacterial EFG GTP, which is hydrolyzed to provide the required energy. Referring again to figure 439, we can see that, after peptide linkage tRNAIMET, now without its activated methionine, is moved to an exit site on the ribosome, and is soon discharged. Concurrently, another ternary complex, carrying the next amino acid to be added, enters the ribosome, and the cycle continues. Protein synthesis is terminated by release factors when a stop codon is reached. The final phase of protein synthesis, like initiation and elongation, requires highly specific molecular signals that decide the fate of the mRNA ribosome tRNA peptidyl complex. Recent research has uncovered two types of specific termination release factors in bacteria and their eukaryotic counterparts. Bacterial RF1 and RF2 and eukaryotic ERF1, whose shape is thought to be similar to that of tRNA's molecular mimicry, apparently act by recognizing the stop codons themselves. RF1 recognizes UAG and RF2 recognizes UGA, both these factors recognize UAA. Like some of the initiation factors and the elongation factors discussed previously, the third release factor, RF3 and its eukaryotic counterpart, is a GTP binding protein. RF3 acts in concert with the codon recognizing factors to promote cleavage of the peptidyl tRNA, thus releasing the completed protein chain figure 440. Folding of a newly released protein into its native three-dimensional conformation is facilitated by other proteins called chaperones chapter 3. Additional release factors then promote dissociation of the ribosome, freeing the subunits, mRNA, and terminal tRNA for another round of protein synthesis. Simultaneous translation by multiple ribosomes and their rapid recycling increase the efficiency of protein synthesis. As noted earlier, translation of a single eukaryotic mRNA molecule to yield a typical size protein takes 30-60 seconds. Two phenomena significantly increase the overall rate at which cells can synthesize a protein: the simultaneous translation of a single mRNA molecule by multiple ribosomes and rapid recycling of ribosomal subunits after they disengage from the three end of a mRNA. Simultaneous translation of an mRNA by multiple ribosomes is readily observable in electron micrographs and by sedimentation analysis, revealing mRNA attached to multiple ribosomes bearing nascent growing peptide chains. these structures are referred to as polyribosomes or polysomes. However, the second phenomenon, rapid recycling of ribosomal subunits, was not discovered so easily. Polysomes in some tissues were seen in electron micrographs to be circular. It was not until recently that studies with yeast cells explained the circular shape of polyribosomes and suggested the mode by which ribosomes recycle efficiently. Researchers initially found that the poly-A tail at the 3-end of eukaryotic mRNA stimulates in vitro translation by yeast protein synthesizing components. This observation at first seems puzzling. Since translation is begun upstream, usually near the 5-end of the mRNA, at a great distance from the poly-A tail. A cytosolic protein found in all eukaryotic cells, poly-A binding protein IPABI, proved literally to be a missing link in explaining the relationship of the poly-A tail to translation. In earlier studies, yeast cells that had mutations in the gene encoding PABI were found to translate mRNA poorly. The role of PABI in improving efficiency of protein synthesis was demonstrated by the recent finding that PABI and two components of yeast TIF4-4G and 4 can interact on mRNA to circularize the molecule figure 4.41. By linking the poly-A tail to the 5-end PABI positions recently disengaged ribosomal subunits near the start site for protein synthesis, thus enhancing their re-entry into the process and improving efficiency. Thus, in many eukaryotic cells, ribosomal subunits may follow the circular pathway depicted in Figure 4.42, providing another example of the merger of form and function. Summary. Of the two methionine tRNAs found in all cells, only one tRNA-IMET functions in initiation of protein synthesis. During initiation, the large and small ribosomal subunits assemble at the translation start site in an mRNA molecule, and the tRNA carrying the amino terminal methionine mTRNA-IMET base pairs with the start codon, forming a 70s bacterial or 80s eukaryotic initiation complex. See figures 436. And 437. The mechanism by which the small ribosomal subunit locates the start codon differs somewhat in bacteria and eukaryotes. In all cells, however, it depends on specific initiation factors and requires energy supplied by hydrolysis of GTP. Elongation of a protein chain entails three steps, which occur over and over. See figure 439. First, an aminoacyl tRNA binds tightly to the A site on the ribosome and base pairs with its corresponding codon in the mRNA. Second, a peptide bond is formed between the incoming amino acid and the growing chain at the P site, transferring the peptidyl chain to the incoming tRNA. Peptide bond formation is accompanied by movement of the incoming tRNA to the P site and of the now unloaded tRNA to the E site. Finally, the ribosome translocates to the next codon, and the old tRNA is discharged from the ribosome. As with initiation, elongation requires specific protein factors and GTP hydrolysis. The large rRNA in a ribosome most likely catalyzes the peptidyl transferase reaction, in which peptide bonds between adjacent amino acids are formed. Termination is carried out by two types of termination factors, those that recognize stop codons and those that promote hydrolysis of peptidyl tRNA. See figure 440. In eukaryotic cells, multiple ribosomes commonly are bound to a single mRNA, forming a circular polysome. All the bound ribosomes translate the mRNA concurrently. As each ribosome completes translation and is released from the 3-end of the mRNA, the subunits probably reassemble quickly at the 5-end. See figure 442. The circular ribosome pathway greatly increases the efficiency of protein synthesis.